For WMUK News, I'm Rebecca Thiel. It's been about a year since the people of Albion gave up control of their school district. Voters agreed to let Marshall annex Albion's struggling schools. While the older kids go to Marshall to study, Marshall's kept one elementary school in Albion. But the first year went less than smoothly, and as WMUK's Sevilla Mann reports, some doubt the annexation will serve Albion well in the long run.
I'm Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Sevilla, it's nice to meet you
nice
in person.
Nice to meet you too, Sevilla.
Wanda Kemp has just come home for the day to a house on a quiet street in Albion. She has two kids in the Marshall Public Schools, including a son at Harrington Elementary. That's Marshall's K-5 school in Albion. His name's Zaire, and he's just finished second grade. Could I just ask you how you spell your name and how old you are?
Zaire.
Kemp says Zaire has a hard time controlling his temper. This year at Harrington, he got sent home so many times that she started getting truancy notices.
I called the principal and told her, do not send me another letter telling me how many days my child had missed from school. Because unfortunately, he's not missing them because I'm not sending them. He's missing them because you're sending him home.
Zaire wasn't the only one. From September through April, Harrington issued a staggering 159 out-of-school suspensions. By comparison, Marshall's other three elementary schools issued just 27 out-of-school suspensions altogether, even though Harrington also has the least number of students. Kemp says Zaire's behavior issues didn't start with the annexation, but she also doesn't think Marshall was ready to take on the K-5 students. More than 60% of Harrington students are African American, and at Marshall's other K-5 schools, the student body is 4% African American at most.
Our races, cultures, all that, there's differences. So I don't think they were really prepared and educated on how to deal with our children.
And it's not just the suspensions. From extracurriculars to the attitude of the staff, some parents question Marshall's administration of Harrington and its ability to provide the students there with the same opportunities as Marshall's other K-5 students. Marshall Superintendent Randy Davis says annexation happened fast, and he says he's always maintained that it would take a few years to get the new school settled in. But he acknowledges that Harrington got off to a rough start with discipline. He says the school didn't focus enough on building relationships.
All in all, I think the culture got out of control from what we expected it to be. So I made some changes in May.
Specifically, Harrington's getting a new principal who's coming in from the Detroit area. Marshall's also bringing in staff from Albion-based Star Commonwealth. Davis says Star will help school staff to manage conflicts without escalating them. Davis says Harrington's already changed its approach to discipline and seen results.
We actually decreased the out-of-school suspensions down to like 2 in the remaining 30 days of the school year.
Some parents, such as Zaire's mom, Wanda Kemp, say they're willing to give the school another shot. Some other parents have considered moving their kids. Harrington had 4 teachers leave during the year. Not every classroom had an issue with turnover. Kevin Metz has a daughter who just finished 4th grade at Harrington, and he says academically she had a good year. But outside the classroom, it was another story. Metz says all those suspensions at Harrington didn't seem to help much in the hallways in the cafeteria.
Based on my daughter's stories every day about frustrations she had and experiences she had gone through, with arguments and fights and yelling and screaming and very loud, rambunctious, and at times roughhousing environments.
Metz supported annexation, but he says the extracurriculars that other Marshall K-5 schools offer, things like science fairs and book competitions, haven't come to Harrington yet. He says parents have asked how they could help launch them, but haven't had much guidance. Davis, the Marshall superintendent, says he expects the volunteering situation to improve this year. Then there's field trips. Every year, the Marshall 4th graders go to Mackinac Island. They fundraise for the trip, but Metz says Harrington parents didn't know about it until one of them saw a post on Facebook. Davis says the kids would have gotten to go, but Metz says it was Albion philanthropists who stepped in to sponsor the trip.
The frustrating point for me was this was just one more thing throughout the school year where, you know, we were told, like, hey, everything's going to be equal. But then, you know, it was only equal after the parents found out and said, we want this too.
Metz says his daughter has asked to transfer to a Marshall elementary that has a stronger soccer program. Parents confronted new rules when Harrington opened. Nate and Charmaine Bogan have a granddaughter at Harrington. Davis, the superintendent, says parents only need a visitor pass if they're at the school for official business for their child, and volunteers need a background check per state law. Charmaine Bogan says she had to get a background check to sit with her daughter in class.
It makes you feel like you're not trusted, that, you know, you have to check to see if I have a police record before I could come in the classroom. And
it's not warm and inviting.
The way the Bogans describe it, Harrington didn't exactly accommodate the Albion community or try to adapt to it. Instead,
there was an attitude that my wife really experienced with the administration where they basically said, well, you know, this is not Albion anymore. This is Marshall. Mm-hmm.
That was the attitude. It was pretty nasty.
Davis says if the school did give off such a vibe, it probably came from the leadership, which, as he points out, is changing. Like Wanda Kemp, Nate and Charmaine Bogan say Harrington would benefit from a staff that reflects the students' diversity. But the Bogans say that since annexation, they see few African Americans on staff. Davis says when it comes to teachers, at least, it's not just Marshall.
Even in urban centers, do we have enough professionals of color that are standing in front of kids teaching courses? Probably not.
And he says Marshall is partnering with Albion College in an effort to recruit more of those professionals. Some say the problem goes deeper than diversifying the staff. Albion Mayor Pro Tem Sonia Brown says right now, Marshall Elementary schools are effectively racially segregated, with some Albion K through 5 students heading to Marshall, but not the other way around.
I think it speaks volumes when parents choose to bus their K to 5 students to another elementary school within the same school district rather than attend an elementary school right in their city. Something's wrong.
Brown says, why not bus some of the Marshall Elementary students over to Harrington? But Davis says that would defeat the purpose.
The idea is you want to have a center-based and a community-based and neighborhood-based school.
Brown recently took part in a forum in Albion where residents asked, what if Albion could once again have its own school district? She is part of a small group that's asking state legislators to help make it legally possible to relaunch a closed district. Davis dismisses the idea of undoing the annexation.
People continue to stand behind us, we're going to get there.
But Brown says she's serious about pushing for a new Albion district and pushing back on the schools of choice law that allows students to opt out of their districts.
School of choice is the root of it all. I mean, it's what killed Albion. That's why we were losing students left and right.
As for this year, for students at Harrington Elementary, school begins on Tuesday. For WMUK, I'm Sevilla Mann.